Blackstone Audio presents The Forbidden by F.R. Tallis. Read by Simon Vance. Prologue. 1872. Saint Sebastian, an island in the French Antilles. During the great siege of Paris, I had worked alongside one of the poor sisters of the Precious Blood. Her name was Sister Florentina, and it was she who had written to me, advising of a vacancy that had arisen for a junior doctor at the Mission Hospital on San Sebastian. Perhaps it was because of the dismal autumn weather and the heavy rain that lashed against my windows, but I immediately fell into a reverie of sunshine and exotic landscapes. Throughout the day, these images played on my mind, and I began to take the prospect of San Sebastian more seriously. I envisaged learning about rare diseases, visiting leper colonies, and embarking on a kind of medical adventure. That evening, sitting in a shabby restaurant with sticky floorboards and frayed tablecloths, I looked around at my glum companions and noticed that, like me, they were all regulars, two dowdy seamstresses, a music teacher in a badly fitting dress, and a moribund accountant with greasy hair. By the time I had finished my first course, I was already composing my letter of application, and 2 weeks later I was standing on the deck of the paddle steamer Amérique, a vessel of the General Transatlantic Company, bound for Havana. The San Sebastian Mission Hospital consisted of a low, whitewashed building in which the patients were cared for by nuns, under the general direction of a senior medical officer, Georges Tavernier. Outpatients were seen in a wooden cabin just removed from the hospital, and next to this was a tiny church. Every Sunday,